there not an appointed time to man upon the earth? Are not his days also like the days of an hireling? As a servant everlasting desireth the shadows, and as an hireling looketh for the reward of his work. So am I made to possess months of vanity, and wearisome nights are appointed unto me. When I lie down, I say, when shall I arise and the night be gone? And I am full of tossings to and fro unto the dawning of the day. My flesh is clothed with worms, and clods of dust my skin is broken, swifter than a weaver's shovel, and are spent without hope. Oh, remember that my life is when mine eyes shall no more see good. The eye of him that hath seen me shall see is consumed and vanisheth away. So he that goeth down to the grave shall come up no more. He shall return no more to his house, neither shall his place be known him any more. Refrain my mouth. I will speak in the anguish of my spirit. I will complain in the bitterness of my soul. Am I a seal or a whale that thou settlest a watch over me? When I say my bed shall comfort me, my couch shall ease my complaint. Then thou scarest me with dreams, and terrifieth me through visions, so that my soul chooseth strangling and death rather than my life. Alone, for my days are vanity. What is man that thou shouldst magnify him, and that thou shouldst set thine heart upon him, and that thou shouldst visit him every morning and try him every moment? Thou not depart from me, nor let me alone till I swallow down my spittle. I have sinned, what shall I do unto thee, O thou preserver of men? Why hast thou set me as a mark against thee, so that I am a burden to myself? And why dost thou not pardon my transgression? And mine iniquity. For now I shall sleep in the dust,